One-time NXT Women's Champion. Two-time WWE Raw Women's Champion. One-time WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. Two-time WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. The 2020 Women's Money in the Bank winner. The 2018 Women's Royal Rumble winner. The third Women's Triple Crown Champion in WWE history. The second Women's Grand Slam Champion in WWE history. The winner of the very first Mixed Match Challenge along with The Miz. NXT Year End Award for Female Competitor of the Year in 2016 and 2017. And the NXT Overall Competitor in 2017. WWE Year End Award for Women's Tag Team of the Year with Kairi Sane. Ranked number one of the top 50 female singles wrestlers in the PWI Female 50 in 2017. The PWI Woman of the Year in 2017. Ranked number nine of the top 50 tag teams in the PWI Tag Team 50 in 2020 with Kairi Sane. And a countless number of other accomplishments over in Japan and the rest of the world. The accolades speak for themselves. I hope you had a chance. That's probably the longest intro I've ever done in this series. But as chosen by the wonderful homies over at Sweet Chin Wag Podcast, ladies, gentlemen, my non-binary friends, it is I, Josh Robinson, here for Love Wrestling. And nobody is ready for this one. We're looking at the legacy of Asuka. On June 16th, 2004, Kana would make her pro wrestling debut. Now, in the complete interest of time and what I need to achieve in this video, I do need to kind of sum up her time before WWE kind of briefly. However, what I will note is that this took place from 2004 until 2010. She would wrestle for places like Pro Wrestling Wave and A to Z over in Japan. She would do the Japanese independent circuit from 2010 to 2015 and really gain a lot of notoriety. She'd be someone that we would know. Kana was a name that we would know from Japan and someone that I think was starting to appeal of more of the masses. She would work for places like DDT Pro Wrestling in 2012. She would do other kind of different places throughout the years of 2010 to 2015. She would work for places like Smash. She would work for places like All Japan Pro Wrestling. She would do so many things in Japan that she was gaining so much steam that it was just a matter of time before she started working independently, or exclusively, I should say, in the United States. Throughout the years of 2011 and 2014, Kana would be doing American independence, working for places like Shimmer and Chikara. She would do so many different things throughout those years and working with the likes of Sarah Del Rey and Cheerleader Melissa. She was doing a lot of things on the independent scale in the United States and around the world, not just in Japan. She was making a name for herself and becoming a sought-after women's wrestler that everybody was just kind of excited to see. But on August 22nd, 2015, at WWE's NXT TakeOver Brooklyn event, rumors about her signing with WWE were all but confirmed. She would appear at the NXT TakeOver Brooklyn event, by the way, an event that is probably deserving of its own legacy of one day of being that damn fantastic. But it was at a press conference on September 8th in Tokyo. This made her the first official Japanese women's wrestler to sign with the company since Bull Nakano in 1994. She would join WWE's then developmental territory NXT, and she would adopt the ring name Asuka. Her debut appearance, which aired on September 23, ended in a confrontation with Dana Brooke and Emma. And in her debut match on October 7th at NXT TakeOver Respect, Asuka would defeat Dana. This was her first program. You're working with someone like Dana Brooke, who was relatively new in WWE at the time, and Emma, who had been around the place. She knew what she was doing, and it was all leading to this big match with Emma. And on the December 16th NXT TakeOver London, Asuka defeated Emma in the opening match for the event. Both wrestlers' performances were highly praised by different kinds of critics and calling the match fantastic, and also signifying something really important in the women's evolution. and in Asuka's legacy, as well as Emma's. The women were given a spot to open an international show, an international network special, something the women were just not doing at the time. It was just another step in the women's evolution. Little did we know, throughout talking about these kind of matches in her early days of NXT, we were laying the foundation of what would become the undefeated streak of Asuka. She would work with names, the who's who of NXT talent, really. She would work with people like Nia Jax. She would work with people like Dana Brooke and Emma, like I mentioned. She would work with people like Carmella, Cameron. She was working with this early crop of NXT talent, or really I should say the in-between stage of the NXT talent, with the Four Horsewomen being on the main roster. Asuka was put into this spot to kind of, I guess, fill the void that Sasha Banks left, that Charlotte Flair left, that Becky Lynch left when they were up working in the 3-on-3-on-3 team kind of Divas Revolution time. Asuka was filling this void. Now, Asuka would capture the NXT Women's Championship from Bayley at NXT TakeOver Dallas. She won by technical submission in a match that kind of shocked us all, and thus would start this huge championship reign for Asuka and the NXT Women's Champion. No Women's Champion, in my personal opinion, has ever been as dominant as Asuka. Asuka would begin working programs with the iconic duo, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. Nikki Cross in an incredible last woman standing match on an episode of NXT that you need to watch. You need to go and watch this episode. It was that damn good. I seriously recommend it for anybody who is a fan of just great wrestling. It is truly an incredible match, and both women put out a fantastic performance. But she would work with people, like I said, like the iconic duo, Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott. She would work with people in triple threat action, fatal four-way action, was kind of running through the NXT women's division. Before you know it, you had a very game and determined challenger in Ember Moon. They would have their first match on April 1st at NXT TakeOver Orlando. And Asuka would show different kinds of sides of her character, which is, I think, is really important in her NXT run. Kind of a little bit more of a dirty side, I would say. A little bit heelish. I wouldn't say a full heel. She definitely wasn't a full heel. But she knew that her NXT championship reign was on the ropes, so she did what she had to do to successfully retain it. Now, at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3, Asuka defeated the returning Ember Moon to retain her championship. So this is really important, this match, because I think a lot of people, myself included, were going into that match like, it's probably time for Asuka to move on over to the main roster. However, it did not happen. Ember Moon was not the one to do it. Asuka would officially end her reign at the August 24 NXT tapings. It aired on September 6th, ending her reign at 510 days of not officially because of the airing of the episode. I believe it was 523 days as NXT Women's Champion. On October 22nd at TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, Asuka defeated her old rival Emma in her in-ring debut. This would continue the undefeated streak on Monday Night Raw, and of course she would work in the Survivor Series. Asuka represented Team Raw in a Survivor Series match, and she was the sole survivor, eliminating Natalya and Tamina, which is all kind of weird when you say it now, considering where they are, but that's for another legacy of. Over the next few months, Asuka continued her streak by defeating the likes of Dana Brooke. She would work with Alicia Fox. She would work with Alexa Bliss. But on January 28th, 2018, Asuka would make history when she won the very first Women's Royal Rumble match. She entered at number 25. She worked with people like Ember Moon, who was a nice little touch in that Royal Rumble match. And it was down to her and runner-up Nikki Bella. She would earn herself a Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 34. She would work with the people along that road to WrestleMania, like Nia Jax. And they had some... Asuka and Nia have always had really great matches. They had a great one at Elimination Chamber. And here's where it gets interesting, guys. This is where I think the legacy actually truly formed a lot more of a backbone, I think. I think this was... I know a lot of people won't agree with me here, but I think this match at WrestleMania 34, which was absolutely phenomenal, one of the better wrestling matches at that event... There's probably an argument that it even may have stolen the show. Charlotte Flair and Asuka going to have a stellar performance. Charlotte Flair would end the undefeated streak of Asuka in a controversial fashion, of course, of the old internet, the lovely internet that we talk about a lot here on The Legacy Of. It wasn't overly popular, but it happened, and it was a thing that happened. I truly believe it added more depth to Asuka. It took her a minute to get back and kind of bounce back from the loss, but hey, it still happened. The official undefeated streak ended at 914 days, roughly 2.5 years. Just absolutely incredible. Asuka would move on over to SmackDown in 2018. She would work with people like the Iconics, Becky, Charlotte, and was kind of floating for a little while. She worked with Carmella and Carmella's reign as SmackDown Women's Champion in 2018. There was lots of stuff going on in that time, and she would just kind of, honestly, would float for a very long time. She was still featured, but she wasn't really the number one focus of the SmackDown brand in 2018. However, until the very end of 2018, at the first ever, so get this, Asuka won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble at the beginning of 2018. At the end of 2018, Asuka would win the first ever women's tables, ladders, and chairs match in a triple threat match against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair to become the SmackDown Women's Champion. Absolutely incredible. That match was also the first ever women's championship match to main event a dual-branded WWE pay-per-view ever. The first time it ever happened. Asuka is associated with a lot of firsts in WWE for women. First ever Women's Royal Rumble winner. First ever Women's TLC match winner. She's done so many things first, and it's so incredible to go back and look at all this and be like, Asuka's done so much stuff in the WWE. On the March 26th episode of SmackDown, Asuka would lose the title to Charlotte Flair in an impromptu match, ending her reign at 100 days. It was very last minute, it was a decision that shocked a lot of people, and it kind of halted Asuka again by Charlotte Flair, look at that how you will, going into WrestleMania. She would end up competing at WrestleMania 35 in the Women's Battle Royal, while Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Ronda Rousey would main event for both Women's Championships at WrestleMania 35. Another first for Asuka would be well on the horizon though in 2019, when Paige announced that she'd be managing a newly formed women's tag team consisting of Asuka and the debuting Kairi Sane from NXT. The Kabuki Warriors would go into a feud with the Iconics over the women's tag team championships. They never really panned out. It would end up being kind of a interesting little time for the women's tag team championships and the Iconics during that time. And Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross would eventually end up getting the Women's Tag Team Championships. But on October 6th at the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, the Kabuki Warriors finally won the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships from Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Asuka used Green Mist on Cross, and it was all of a sudden they were these kind of good babyface team to a fantastic heel team in the Kabuki Warriors. They would end up working multiple programs with Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. They would actually go into 2019 at the very end again, Women's TLC, the first ever tag team Women's TLC. And who won that match of the first ever tag team Women's TLC in the main event, by the way? Asuka and Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane would be knocked out. It was a pretty insane kind of match when you look back on it and the circumstances surrounding it. But Asuka was the one to grab down that championship again, the winner of the first two women's TLC matches, period, and the winner of the first women's TLC match and the first ever women's tag team TLC match. A tongue tire, but I got there, and you know exactly what I mean. Asuka would then enter a program with Becky Lynch over the Raw Women's Championship, as well as being the tag team champions. She would go into WrestleMania 36 and lose the tag team championships to Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, ending their reign at 181 days, the longest reign for the titles so far. On the October 13th episode of Raw, Asuka qualified for the Money in the Bank ladder match after defeating Ruby Riott. Asuka would go on to win the first and I guess only corporate women's Money in the Bank ladder match in 2020. The pandemic has changed a lot of things, but Asuka was able to win the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. The very next night on Raw, Becky Lynch would reveal that she had vacated the Raw Women's Championship due to her pregnancy, and the ladder match was in fact for the vacated Raw Women's Championship rather than the contract like it normally is, making Asuka the new champion. At that point, Asuka became the second Women's Grand Slam winner after Bayley, and the third Women's Triple Crown winner after Bayley and Alexa Bliss. Again, more firsts associated with Asuka. Asuka is this incredible unit. We look at the four horsewomen so much, but Asuka is right there with them. She is a big reason why the women are featured as much as they are in WWE and throughout, is because Asuka puts in a lot of work. There's not a lot of times when I can really say, if I have to think about it, I'm sure I'll find something like with any professional wrestler, but there's not too many times I can really say that Asuka's had a bad night, Asuka's had a bad match. She pretty much can work with absolutely anybody because she is one of the best. She's one of the best in the world. Male, female, doesn't matter. She is one of the best. Asuka would end up going into the Raw Women's Championship and holding it through until WrestleMania 37 of this year, losing to Rhea Ripley. Asuka had an absolutely incredible time as Raw Women's Champion. There was a few things I'd like to change, like the amount of defenses and stuff like that, but she was still someone. In that time in her Raw Women's Championship run, she also gained for the very second time the Women's Tag Team Championships with Charlotte Flair, thus making Asuka the first ever two-time Women's Tag Team Champions with two different partners, Kairi Sane and Charlotte Flair. Another first for Asuka. I could keep listing the first here for what Asuka has actually done for the WWE and in the WWE. It's pretty damn cool. Like I said, she did end her second reign as Raw Women's Champion at 231 days, for Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 37. Asuka is the first person in WWE history to win the NXT Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship, the Women's Tag Team Championship, the Royal Rumble match, the Mixed Match Challenge, and the Money in the Bank. That is absolutely insane. Asuka has done that. She's the first and only woman to do all of that. That is absolutely incredible. The list of accomplishments and accolades that Asuka truly has could go on for another 30, 40, 50 minutes, and I'd happily sit there and do that. But in the interest of time, I do have to pull this one back and just let Asuka's work speak for herself. It is absolutely incredible to sit down and do an episode on a current talent that's kicking so much ass on WWE television and in the wrestling world. I truly don't think we've seen the peak of what Asuka can really do, and I think there's a lot more to add to that list, and she's going to continue adding and adding and adding until she decides it's time to hang up the boots. But what an absolutely incredible, incredible talent. But that's going to do it for this episode of The Legacy Of. It is the final fan's choice wrapping up August. What an incredible time to do these episodes as chosen by you guys. I will bring this back and you have more opportunities for other people to choose who I cover here on The Legacy Of. I do have some things in the work for The Legacy Of that you'll hear about very soon. Some out of the box kind of stuff and some really different stuff coming to this series. We're branching out a little bit here over on Love Wrestling. Speaking of Love Wrestling, you can of course follow Love Wrestling at Love Wrestling CA pretty much across the board. I'll leave the links in the description below. Follow me on Twitter at @JoshRobinson_00. Head over and follow me on Twitch as well. That'd be really great. Twitch.tv/JoshRobinson00. I hang out there 4 or 5 times a week. You can come chat wrestling, come chat whatever, come chat and why I play games pretty poorly, to be completely honest. But I'll leave the links for the description in the description for my stuff as well as Love Wrestling. Make sure you give this video a big old like, big old thumbs up, big old lot of love, you know, all that good stuff. Let's YouTube know that we're doing a good job. And if you haven't, click subscribe here on Love Wrestling. We're getting closer and closer to 1,000 subscribers, and that's pretty damn cool. I mean, at time of recording, I should say, by the time it's Monday when this actually drops, honestly, we might be at 1,000 subscribers. I really don't know. But if you haven't, click the big red subscribe button. Hit the bell so you're getting notifications when we're dropping new videos here on Love Wrestling. And finally, if you have some comments on Asuka or this series or whatever you want to say, leave them in the comments below. I read them. I respond to as many as I can. So go and do that. or whatever. Share it on Twitter. Give it all the love. You know what it is like. But until next Monday, right here on The Legacy Of, my name is Josh Robinson. I'm signing off. Peace out.